Mishnah on Chavches Siman Aleph. Nizrgalah Echad Min Adamim. So she started bringing the. She finished her Naziris. She started bringing the Kabbonis. They shechted the animals, and they ready did Zrika on one of the Kabbonis. So any Yachalah Hofer. At that point onwards, the Baal can't be made for anymore. It's not from the moment of Zrika, but the moment that they shech the korban, even before they do the Zrika, the baal can't be made for anymore. The Gemara is going to say that Rabbi Kiva's argument is hefset kachi. Once the animal is shechted, so if you're made for, you have to throw the animal out. So that would be hefset kachim. So once you shech the animal, so we don't allow him because of the hefset kachim. We don't allow him to be made for the naziris. We made the more in the taglachas tahara. We're talking about the taglachas, what she does at the end of the process of being a nazir tor. So the naziris is over. This is the last moment of the naziris. So we say that the baal can't be made for anymore once there was Rika or once there was Shechita. Avot Haglachas HaTuma, if a Nazir became Tomei, Tuma's Mace, so she would have to bring Kerbonis, be Matar herself, the process of, with the Paraduma, etc., then bring Kerbonis, and then continue her, then she has to start her Naziris over again. You lose the original days, and she counts over again. So she's still a nazira for quite some time. So then the baal can be made for, even though he's being made for at this moment of the reshchit of a behema. He says, you know what? Forget it. Drop the whole thing. I'm not interested anymore. Menuvelis over here, being used in the broad sense, a woman who she has all these limitations of she can't have wine, etc. I'm not comfortable. So that's one of the powers of being made for something which is Dvarim Shebein Elamei Noah. He says he's not comfortable with it. So he has right to be made for.
I don't quite understand why they're giving the reason. Yeah, I mean, we know already that he has the power of hapara.
Right, okay, so I mean, I think the point of the reason over here is, even though we're at the moment of. Like Rabbi Kiva's argument, I mean, Rabbi Kiva's going to be moed in this case, even though right now there's hefset kachim. You shechted the behemah, but you didn't do the zrika yet. So you're going to throw the behemah out. Now it hit him, you know, I can't live with this anymore. So wait another minute from now. Be made for after you bring the korban. Yeah. So he can be made for right now.
Okay, but it. We knew he had the power. I'm not sure why giving the reason. In other words, is it like because this is? I tell you the reason. Now it's sort of now we see why it overrides the hefset carbon.
No, it's not clear. That point is not clear. But I guess he's. That we're contrasting a long period of time versus a short period of time. I mean, that's really the taich of the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Kiva. This argument of hefset kachim is now you're being made for the whole. She's also to drink for another 10 minutes. So really, he has a kach for based on that. But you measure that against the hefset kachim, and we say that we're not going to allow that. But over here, we're measuring the hefset kachim against the longer period of time. We're going to allow that hafora. Rebbe Omer, gears over here. Seems the main gears over here seems to be actually Rebbe without the word Remeir. Afat aglachas atahara yofir sheyachalomer yevshi beisha megalachas. There's still one more thing which is going to happen over here. The drinking wine is not the issue, but she has to get a haircut. Seeing her like that, he is something he doesn't want. So that's a valid power of a fora. Okay, zok the rush. The Tan over here is assuming once you're zerik one of the domim, we had a cloakus, which one of the karbonis allows her to drink wine. According to one opinion, any one of the karbonis, whatever karbon you're makir first, allows her to drink wine. Lutam the mason. So there's no inu nefesh anymore. So there's no the kayach of afore is to remove these cumbersome responsibilities upon the woman, and they're no longer here. Once it's rikid, she can't be mefer. Mefarshu gemora mishum hefsed kachim, and the more explains because of hefsed kachim. Now, so the Rosh, be'efshad apagab damru chachamim de'ein loy lahofer mishum hefsed kachim mikomokam im hefer is mufer. We could have argued that the chara, that argument should be a din lechatchila, but if the hafora was done, the hafora should be effective. The Tanakama and Yochel Hover means he's not able to. So the Lashon of Ani Yochel Kar the Bekiva should be also mean he's not able to, which means it's not effective even if he did a B'di'evit. The argument that Hesed Kachim L'Chor is a logic in L'Chatil, not a B'di'evit. But the Lashon of the Mishnah, it sounds like the Rekiva holds Hesed Kachim is such a compelling argument that even B'di'evit it wouldn't work. Just from the juxtaposition of the Tanakama and Rekiva, that would be much like that. Betemahu the imnitme shetabi carbon tuma. So it would be the Rosh says. So on a practical level, what would it mean? So says that for another 10 minutes, she doesn't. He's mefer and is not mufer and. She, for another 10 minutes, she can't drink wine or be metamal mason. He says, no, that's okay, so my shaila in the bidi evid, if it works or not, it doesn't seem to be such a big significant point. He says, Rosh says, yes, it is. Because if now, in the next moment, she was a mace died right next to her and she touched it, right? She still hasn't been zark the dam, she's still also metamal mason, and now she's chayvin a carbon tumor. So we're going to argue that Rabbi Kiva's sort of hefsek kachim is so strong that afora was not a afora, that she's not chayv on a korban tuma, which is potentially chulam bazara. No, it's not chulam bazara. According to Rabbi Kiva, because the hefsek kachim of the behema, the afora wasn't a afora. She's still in the zira. She's chayv on a korban tuma, and she has to start counting over. So the Rosh just finds that a tema. That hefsek kachim should be that powerful. Okay, it's already at the end. Tuma he can be made for even though there's potential have to catch him. Because she still has to go through. Once she brings the carbon tuma, she has to restart over again her count. So there's a whole naziris ahead of her. He could say, so the word novellas over here doesn't necessarily mean, usually novel means that the person is repulsive. And over here, just the fact that she's in a state of affliction is bothersome to him.
That's interesting because it's, you know, nefesh is not the stated reason.
Essentially, the Tosafot actually learns the issue over here is inui. He says in the novel, Lashon of Nivah means Lashon of Inui. Look at Tosafot's. B'Matam Amorim, so he says, Yachal Hofer Mipnei Sheyef Shalom Yef Shevi Shun Velos Klar Mashiit Tzvich Alim Vez Meat and Zirus Tahara Vatiyasa Biyayin Vyesh Kan Inu Nefesh Vachanam Begemar Metzina Losh Nivol Shvatzlar Meinui. Then he says, what's Losh Yef Shevi? It's not a question. Yef Shevi Inui is not because he doesn't want it, it's because she's Mu'una. That's what grapples with the Lashon. But he says, in general, over here, it means Inui, Tosa says, and Nivol is used in Shas to refer to Inui. Rameir, the Rosh does have the gears of Rameir. Af Taglachas, Tahari Yofer Mishum, the Giluach Leisha is Nivol, being Megulachas would make her look not attractive. B'yofir, Cheshel Tistarach, L'nisnabo B'giluach. Okay, B'nira, that the Rosh, B'nira Lee, that feel a nizak ala, kol adomim, mefer, kol zman shel agilcha. So even after all of the kibbutz have been brought, so she's mutter to drink wine, and mitamal mesim, but there's still a din of the Naziris on her that she has to get a haircut. That enough is allows him to be made for the Naziris.
Why don't we say that once Corbin's been designated and it's been shechted, that we continue through with the Corbin regardless of the Hafar, that it takes on a process, a life of itself, of its own, so to speak. Why are we allowing this interruption of it?
Okay, so yeah, I think you just asked two different questions. One, the question you asked was, let the Corbin continue on a life of his own, even if the Naziris would theoretically end through the Hafar. And the second question is, why do we allow it? Which would mean we shouldn't allow the Hafar, but the Hafar would...
No, we shouldn't allow the interruption. The Hafar can stand. But once
she's not a Nazir anymore. So there's no Corbin anymore.
But
there
was at the time the Corbin started.
Okay, so that much you see from the idea that the each step of the process of being mak of the korban, mak of the korban doesn't mean shechting, it means being zerk the dam. So the ikar moment of akrova is b'shas as rikas damim. So you can't be zerk the dam. There's no nazir here.
So it should be a nazir until the last korban is done.
Well, Jonathan's asking each korban threat. You would have the same question.
But it seems that if that's the case, you have to wait for the zikir. Like you have to wait for the third one to be finished before you could zikir damim.
Well, so there's a machlokes in the more exactly which one is mat to her for shtiyas yayin. There's also a machlokes which one you mark her first. But is it any one of the three, or is it dafka? Is it dafka the chatas? You're marked with the chatas first, so that's the machlokes. But the other thing, his question was: with once you start the process of one of the karbanas, it doesn't make sense. You should stop in the middle of a korban. The point is that the ikar zman of a karbanas korban is always the zrika, which is the last step, and you need a nazir here to make the zrika on. Okay. Okay, Zot the Gemara. Masis and Loi Tribli Ezer.
I'm sorry, one more. There's no Zrik on his back with regard to another. There's Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha. But no Zrika on the Mizbeach, just on the person?
No, there's on the Mizbeach also.
On the Mizbeach also?
Yeah. There's only on the Mizbeach. There's no Zrika on the person.
So that there still is.
But you can't do the Zrika if there's no Nazir. You're doing Zrika of a Korban, there's no Korban here. Because there's no Nazir. Once you're Mefer, there's nobody to do it on.
Yeah. I mean, that just goes right back to the question.
Do it for, okay, I'm saying that, using the bad word. Okay.
Once it's checked
it. The Ikar Kavias of a Korban is not B'shah Shechita. The Ikar Kavias Korban is B'shah Zrika. I mean, Zurich, the dam for this Korban to be Mechaper on his Aveira. Mechaper to address your Naziris. There's no Naziris here.
So if it's a Chadad, you can switch which Eid? It's supposed to be Mechaper up until it's Mon Zurika?
Well, we had before, you can't even change it even as soon as you're Mafreshid, you can't change it. But that's a dinim being what the korban is for. But it doesn't mean it's effective. If he dies between the sheet and the zrika, you don't see, you don't the zrika. There's nobody to be zarek down for anymore.
So then it goes.
How far is naziris is equivalent of her dying?
So in that case, it would seem that what was a korban when it was shechted now just becomes nothing.
It becomes possible, but it's silly kachim. Yeah.
Okay. But
it's psili kachim. You have to take it. You know, you deal with it with the halachas of psili kachim.
Thank you.
Masizin Dr. Eliezer, Dr. Eliezer, Omer Mataglachas Makabis. He holds that the hetter shtias yain only comes not after you makrib the karbonis, but even after all the karbonis, then she cut till the person cuts their hair, they can't drink wine. Well, since that's true, b'kimin de lo gilcha asir b'chamra, b'kimin de isla nivu motzi mefer. So, according to Eliezer, even after you mock all the karbonis, hafar would still be relevant because since she can't drink wine yet, you have a power to be made for it to allow her to drink wine, even though for a short period of time. The difference between 5 minutes and 10 minutes is the same thing. If we're saying that for those last moments of the Isser of Shtiyas Yayin, there's a power of hafara, so according to Eliezer, that would continue even after the karbonis had been brought. Okay. Now, Zot the Gemara that Bahopligi. Let's be the some people don't have that gears in the Gemara. It's going to go through the opinions of the Machlokas in the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva. What are they arguing about? Tani Dan Sav Rabbi Kiva the Izdurka Aleh Adam the Alter Shai Bechamra Halasta Nivel. So the Tanakam is arguing with Eliezer and saying, no, once she's Zurk the Dam, she's allowed to drink wine. She's allowed to drink wine, so there's no more Ina Nefesh, so there's nothing to be made for. So, but Rekiva Savar, that even though she cannot drink wine after the Shechita, I feel that Ish Techitas Behema, how do you pronounce that word? Ish Techitis Behema, and Yachal Hafer, Mishum Hefzik Kachim. He says, even though the issue of Hafora really theoretically is relevant, because she still can't drink wine after Shechita till the Zrika. She agrees with the Tanakama in the, when the heter of Shtias Yayin comes, but there's a new problem. Rabbi Kiva holds Hefzik Kachim is an override. If you'd be made for after the Shechita, you'd end up throwing the korban out. And that's a Hefzik Kachim.
Unless you're made for after the Zrika, but before the Taklacha.
Well, so as far as I know, Rekiva argues on Rabbi Eliezer. Rekiva argues on Eliezer, so he holds his mutter to drink wine after Zrika, so there's nothing to make for anyway. At that point in time,
you could make for no.
Not according to the Tanakhama. That's a mayor sheet.
So I guess what we're saying is the hafara is a hafara of the nazirut itself, and not a hafara of, and cannot be a hafara of the consequences of the nazirut. Right, so the hair cutting is a consequence of ending the zero successful.
It's an interesting thought. I was thinking about it. I'm not sure. There was. Let me restate your sentence. The Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva only seem to be discussing the din of Hafora because of the inu nefesh of her not being allowed to drink wine. The issue of Ben Ela Beno, of her becoming Megulachas, they don't feel is a valid reason. Comes Remei or Rebbe, whoever the gears of the mission is, and says, well, even though you brought all the Kabbalists, etc., you still get a for because of the haircut. The Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva, well, not like that. So what's the makom of the argument? Right? Giluach is not in your nefesh. So, but there's two dinim hafara. There's one dinim hafara of in your nefesh. There's another dinim hafara of the rabbi shemina lemenot. Something which impacts between the husband and the wife is also a valid reason for give the husband the power of hafara. That's Meir's argument, the Rebbe's argument, that he says, forget about her. There's no in your nefesh, but I don't want a woman like that. So you're arguing that since the din of Afora is on what the Kabbalist netter was, which was an Isser of Tuma, Taglachas, and wine, there's a halacha at the end. The Torah imposed upon her that she has to get a haircut. That's not the netter itself. So you want to suggest that it can't be made for... It's because he's not being made for the netter. That's a hafora on the consequences. The Torah did not give him power to do that. I don't know. It's an interesting thought. That's what you said. That's what your point. Yeah.
Better said.
I don't know. Better said. Just want to make sure everybody else is following. Okay. Okay. So Maskelo Rabbi Zeira. So over here, when we're saying that there's Hefzid Kachim, so what is a Hefzid Kachim? So the Gemara is going to say that the issue was the Chatas, but the more it sounds like from the Mishnah, that we're talking about any one of the Kabbalists, it does not say Dafkas the Chatas. So we're talking about any one of the Kabbalists. So they shafted the Shlomim, let's say they shafted the Shlomim first, they shafted the Oiler first. And our other Shlomim Shmah is Kosher. So. An oil can be another dove. So they shatter the oil when she was in the zira. The baal is made for. You would continue with the korban. You wouldn't throw it out. So where's the hefzik kachim? Vamai, where's the hefzik kachim? Lizrik dom and shlo lishmon. V'yater basher bachila. So the zrika, even though shlo lishmon, it's no longer for the purpose of a oilless nazir. So that's like a shlo lishmon, but it's a valid zrika. A chata shlo lishmon is possible, but a oil or a shlomim shlo lishmon is kosher. So in this situation, we'll do this Rika Shlodishma, and the Yatamas Achila is indicative of the fact that it's a valid korban. And now, earlier you put on the Mizbeach, can't put on the Mizbeach until after this Rika, and by Shlomim, you're allowed to eat it. Means it was an effective Zrika. Miloy Tanya keeps the Atzeres Shachta and Shlodishma. So the keeps the Atzeres to get on Shuas. The only time that there's a korban of a tzibur, which is a shlomim, is on Shuas. Together with the shteil lechem, there were two kvasim brought a shlomim. So they're referred to as kibbutz atzeres. They were kvasim, they were sheep, brought for shlomim on Shuas. Atzeres is Shuas. So you shefted them shlodishmon. Or Sheshot on the face of or the person had designated them as the Kibsay Atzeres, and then he ended up shefting them, bringing them Erev Shuas. Ilachar Zmanon, or after Shuas, so that's not what they were designated for. So, Hadam Yizark, Abbasa Yeyachel. But you have the Shechit is kosher. You continue with this Rika. Because even though Shalvi Shmon is a kosher, so you do this Rika. We not stop. This carpet is no longer has no need. It's too early. It's too late. You can't use this. It's just throw it out. We don't say that. We say bizar to dam and eat the buzzer. In Moshe Shabbos, if that shechita was done on Shabbos, incorrectly so. So then, even though this Rika, this korban was not supposed to be Deicha Shabbos. If Shuas would fall out on Shabbos, it'd be Deicha Shabbos. But in our calendar, it doesn't happen. Secondly, Shuas comes out, but the Shuas of the day of Yom Kippur doesn't fall out. that would mean Pesach fell out in Erev Shabbos, which we don't do in our calendar. But but if Shu was to fall out on Shabbos, it would be Dorcha Shabbos. But now that it wasn't done, either it fell on Shabbos, but he did it Shlod Lishmon. So the lacha is by a Shlomo, which is Shlod Lishmon, the lacha is that the korban is kosher, but you're not Yotzi Yechiv. It's all about Alam Shem Chavis. If a person made a netter to bring a carbon shlomim and they shefted the shlomim shmoah, the carbon is kosher, you eat the basar, etc., and he's mechiv to bring another carbon. He's not yotze chiyah. So, which means over here that the tzibur wasn't yotze chiyah for bringing this carbon, which means you're not shefted on Shabbos. If you weren't yotze chiyah, it's not bringing a carbon on Shabbos for no purpose, is usher. So the zrika was usher to do, and therefore they say you don't continue with the zrika. The shkita was usher to do, and therefore, since there's no reason to bring this korban, they said you would stop the process, even though Zrika is not also made a raisa. There's no wish to Zrika once it's shefted already. But they said stop the process. But if a person did the process, the korban is kosher, not to allow the meat to be eaten, but they would be marked as murim. They on the mizbeach after Shabbos. Haktar say murim of a korban was his kosher. You'll do on Shabbos. So the korban. We have that on the Shabbos. The lach is that the murim of the, let's say, the arlos. So everything goes on the mizbeach or a chatas. There's different parts which go on the mizbeach which refer to as the murim. The phrase is evori arlo. The parts of the arlo. The whole thing goes. The arlo. You take off the ore and everything that goes on the mizbeach. So it's referred to as evorim. All of the parts of the arlo. The different evorim by ashram or shlomim and achatas where the meat is eaten. So, but the Torah designated certain parts go on the mizbeach, the different chaylim, etc. That's called emurim. That which the Torah said about it, amar emurim. That which the Torah said about it, that you put on the mizbeach. So the halacha is that korbanos have to be shkita and zrika has to be done by day. Haktoras emurim and evorim is kosher even the following night as well. You don't have to bring it to it by day. So if a person shechted the korban by day, he can still be marked to the emurim, and they were very busy on the mizbeach. They didn't get to put this on the mizbeach until 10 o'clock at night. That's fine. You have till always a shachar. So theoretically, we could say, but Meister, putting meat on the mizbeach to burn is bishul havara, whatever it might be. It's an issue deraisa. So theoretically, we shaita after Shabbos. Allah, you don't have to wait after Shabbos. Chaviva mitzvah shaita. The Gemara says that it's doicha. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos, even though there's no need to do it on Shabbos. The shkita must be done by day. So a korban which is to be brought on Shabbos is doicha Shabbos. The murim, the haktoras murim is also doicha. But over here, this korban is not kosher. You have to wait till the murim till after Shabbos. So what do we see? We see over here that even though it's not yet to the korban, is not a purposeful korban, but still use arkadah. So same thing over here. So and the mishnah is mashma any korban. So Morris says you're right. Amri eat a shachar al shlamim hachinami. When the mishnah said that there's an isra hefsek kachim, it wasn't referring to an oil or shlamim. There Rekib agrees there's no hefsek kachim. So therefore, really there is a power of a fora. We just said the hefsek kachim overrides the power of a fora. There's no hefsek kachim by oil or shlamim. So if that was the scenario, he could still be mefer. But al hachamay askinan hachinami al hachamay askinan kigon sheshachet chatas bereisha kitnan in gilach al achas mishlosh and yotze any one of the three if the mark of the korban and the person went and did the giluach right away, so he does the giluach before the naziris is over. He just blew his naziris and he has to redo naziris for 30 days because he can't get a haircut without having at least 30 days worth of growth. But if he brought any one of the korbanos, and then he was megaleach, it's yotze. It means, in other words, that the naziris has really been effectively ended through the process of bringing one korban, which means you can drink wine also. So, including the chatas. So the mishnah told me in a case where the chatas was the one which was first. That's where Mekiva says that there's no afar anymore.
Just to make sure I understand, So if that's the case, where it ends after the first one, wouldn't we say that the next two?
You have a chiyuv to bring karbonos. That's the same, but if it's not.
Right, but it wouldn't be for a nazir, because there'd be no more nazir.
Well, the person also. These. Okay. Hafora is mevatel. The person is no longer a nazir. Over here, a person is. In other words, it's almost as if from this point onwards there never was a nazirus. A person who was a nazir has a chiyuv to bring karbonos. This is the karbonos you're bringing from a person who was a nazir. They don't have the isurim of a nazir anymore, but they're a nazir with the chiyuv of bringing karbonos. But when you're mefer, there's not a nazir anymore.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's just. I guess we'll just finish up the Mishnah and do the rush. So the more quotes the Mishnah, men are more mit lachas. The harav of lachas tuma is yafir, because they can say any minat shechol omer yafshi bishem in the velis mit galachas. We really give some galachas in our Mishnah. Remeir armor afila with galachas tar yafir. I'm sorry. No, I'm saying. Ishman Velas, that's the right gear, sir. May or my field with the last. How are you from Nation Yachalarm or Yav Shavisham and Megalachas? Tanakama, so what does Tanakama say? That's a good argument. He doesn't like the way she looks. So here's the more addressing that point. What I remember the Gemara. Okay. Armalacha Evshur Bepea Nochris. She can wear a sheitel. So that's not considered an issue, which until her hair grows back, she can wear a sheitel. So that's not an issue. The mayor saw a peyanochris. I did the zulma lo nichalei. The husband finds the deal of a peyanochris, that you know, this strange hair on his wife's head. He finds that to be repulsive.
That's also a good argument.
Okay.
The sheitels in those days are different than the sheitels now.
That's true. The shaitels those days, the shaitels of 50 years ago are different than the shaitels. Rebbe Singifter told us when, you know, he said there was many women didn't wear shaitels, but they didn't want to wear, you know, the shaitels were, they looked like a piece of plastic on your head. When she got married in Baltimore, she says there was three women in the community who wore shaitels, and she was the only woman who was a young woman. It was two elderly Rebbetzins and her.
But the others, what about haircut in general?
Litha, you know, it was a real issue from women, etc. That the hair covering was a big misoyn.
So they are.
But the Chassidisha people started moving in. They, you know, and that sort of like raised the bar. They weren't comfortable walking around like that because all these women, the other women were, you know, survivors moving in, etc. You know, from the Chassidisha community, they were very machmen on it still. But Litha was, she said, Litha was a big problem. A lot of women didn't cover their hair. Regifter wrote her a letter when they were Chasam Kala, making her promise that she's going to cover her hair. She wrote back, she was very, and they were corresponding through hair letters. So she wrote back, she was like so insulted, like, hey, you had a hot man, I wasn't going to cover my hair. Yeah. What happened was that she said that women would wear hats. They were very stylish hats, but they didn't really cover everything, and then they ended up just dropping the hat eventually.
Rabbi said that women should wear sheitels as they got nicer, because he felt that.
You gotta take care of the nisoyin.
Yeah, but also, yeah, like if you take off your hat, like you go to somebody's house, I'll just have my hat. Well, if you're wearing a shaitu, it looks nice. You're not gonna take that off.
Yeah. Okay, Zucker Rush. So the Rush starting on the top of the page, on my base. But what's the Hefzikachim? Lizrik Dam Shlodi Shimon, Viatuk Bosher Bachila. It's not, like you said, first mission is that the Zvachim, calling Zvachim Shizkul Shlodi Shimon, Ksherim Elo Shalabah, Olo Lashem Chayvah. Okay, now so the Rosh, we're not standing here thinking about Dafka Shol Lishma. What we're saying is, who then afilu b'stoma nami dein stoma oimdin lishma achas shehefer labalu. That automatically it's equivalent of a Shol Lishma. Once the afar is there, you're shechting this carbon, which is supposed to be a carbon for an ozer, not for an ozer. So it's equivalent to halacha. But the question, go ahead with the zrika, even though Shol Lishma, because that's okay. They weren't shafted for the intent of bringing them as the shlamim of their tzeres. Or shatun lifnei zman or lachas manan lifnei atzeres or lachar atzeres. Feel shatun lishmon. But what do you mean you're shafting it for the kibbutz atzeres was not atzeres? So now, what do you do? Hadam is yisrik b'basa yoyochel. You zark the dam and you eat the meat. Zark, now it's not Shabbos; it's Yom Tov. Now, so what are you doing? You're being makrav. This is no longer a kibbutz eretz. So what is it? It's a neder. It's a nedava. That's a machlokes of this bay. Whether you're allowed to bring stam nedarim and nedavas on Yom Tov. The mandarim, I feel Baba Yom. The mandarim, the darim nedavas craving by Yom Tov. Yatim rim by Yom. Okay, so now if you hold, you're allowed to be makter in the Dharma Dabas the Yomtiv. So this is it's in the Dabas. So you continue, you'll be makter the Morim on Yomtiv, and then you'll eat the meat. The Loch is called the Morim Akayim. You're not supposed to eat the meat until you're makter the Morim.
What? So shlamim, the balim eat the meat. What portions? With shlamim tzibur, who eats?
It goes to the kohanim.
All.
It's Mishnah says El Mekarmen. Kibshe shlamim tzibur. It says kibshe. It says Hashomus and kibshe. Shalmei Tzibur, the only Shalmei Tzibur is the Kibbutz Atzeres. So even it's like a code word for the Kibbutz Atzeres. So they're eaten by the Kahanim. I would imagine over here that this would be only eaten by the Kahanim also, even though it quote unquote switched to an Adava, but it was designated to be eaten by the Kahanim originally. They became like the Bialim of it. So now they're the Bialim eating it. Now, but let's say you hold, you can't be makter in the Dharma Dabas B'yamtah. Because, the whole thing we had in Bayah. Okay. So what do you do? So it functions, like Shabbos, that Yat Emurim Belal, you have to wait till after Yom Tov to be makter the Emurim. Then you eat the meat. For the Zmika, we will go ahead with, different than on Shabbos, which we say you should not be Zarek. So that much we'll say that Yom Tov is more cool because we do the Zrikas Dam. But the Haktorah, because Zrikas Dam is only the Siddur Rabbanan, Haktorah is an Siddur Raisa. So if you hold an alami makr of the Dharma Dabas on Yom Tov, there's an Siddur Raisa to be makr of them. So you'd have to wait till after Yom Tov to do the Haktorah same work.
Can we do this Rika at all?
No. She gets it done before Shkia. The Dhamma becomes possible by Shkia Sechama. So we say that you can't do Zrika. Well, we have the Zrika as the Dham in Asura Elimir Rabban and Kinesa Perak Elo de Bordom. Because I'm in Isid Rabban in this situation to do Zrika. Once the Shkia is done, that's the Isid Raisa, the Isid Rabban. So the Chara is Isid Rabban. So maybe we should override that to save the Korban. Save the Korban. So it takes out the Vav. I feel the Hachi. I feel Hidmir Chomim. Mishum Tekune. The Chomim said no. Mishum the Tekune. Zivka Zivkahu. Shmasak and Amurim Lak Tara. Abasa Lachila. So what's the Isser Rabbanan? Is that the Rosh? What exactly is this Isser? What the Rabbanan are you addressing? You're addressing that it functions like tikkun. So where do you find such a concept? Right? Since there's an issur to eat the fruit until you take out the truma, or take off the meiser. There's an issur Rabbanan taking off truma and meiser because it functions like being metak in the item. So it's a Rabbanan of makapatish. Something which is not completed, it's not usable yet, you're making it usable. So you're making this food which is usher to eat, mutter to eat. So the basar is usher to eat, and through the zvika you're making it mutter to eat. So that's an issur Rabbanan. So they weren't mad to do the haktara. I'm sorry, to do the zrika, but imzorak is hurtzul lahakta imurim le'erev. The yom and a yochel lahakta. You can't do the haktar, but yom. This is the rice. Okay, so what do we see? Alma, the zarkin dam kibzei atzeres bishiel davar shlo haya omdim lechein kaidem shkita. So even though the animal was designated to be kibzei atzeres and b'shas shkita was the kibzei atzeres, but now that you shechted it for the wrong purpose, it's no longer kibzei atzeres, and we say continue with the zrika. So over here also, Zimor says, "Hachem haskin the shach kind of shach and chatas shapsula by chatas shapsula shlo dishma chatas which is shlo dishma is posel." And therefore you can't continue. So that's Hefzik Kotchim. We're proving that even though it's we're asking you to continue to do the Zerika on something which that was not what the animal was supposed to be for, and we theoretically say you're not a Shech Shalal Dishma. If you did, it's b'di'avad the korban's kosher. We see over here, yes, once you do the shkita in such a way that you're not going to get to the korban, we don't say, just throw it out. We say, do the zrika shlo lishma and continue with, make the animal kosher. So the same thing over here. The case over here was so we're saying if the chathas was the one you brought first, so that's enough to say that there's nothing to that the naziris is there's going to be a heter yayin. The zrika over here, it means when you do the zrika zot rekiva, well, but if ready after the shkita, so the korotanakam until you do the zrika you're still going to be mefer, she still can't drink wine. Once you do the zrika she can drink wine, so there's nothing to be mefer anymore. But according to Rekiva, we say, I'm sorry, but there's a hefsek kashrim issue over here. So to Rosh, for three, however, the suya ratio, the ktani, how you may be chathas oyla ushlamim, am the chathas botchila. So the point over here was saying the chathas was brought first. That's a fair submission that you bring the chathas first. Ela am the chathas botchila. El the nichal ela suya hach masnisa shadivra chachamim misparshim imenu de bezrika echem in a domim hutra b'yayin. I don't know clearly that's matter the yayin. So I don't know exactly when the moment of Hataras Yayin is. Maybe it's only after you bring all three Karbonas. I know you bring the Chathas first. I don't know when you're allowed to drink wine. So then it makes sense that we can say in the Tanakhama you only remark of the Chathas, and well, once there's a Zrika, there's nothing. There's a Mutter Yayin. There's nothing to be made for anymore. That's why that part of the mission makes sense to us once we understand this point. Okay. Tanakama Omer Lakha Epsha Law Bapaya Nakris. Hill Lohavi Taglachas Nivul. So the Taglach is not considered Nivul. Remeir Sover, the Mizuam Baene Abal, Shtitin Ishta Al Rosha Sar Isha Nakris. To put somebody else's hair on his wife's head, the husband finds that to be uncomfortable. Okay, so this here.